Penguin Audio presents The Missing Manuscript of Jane Austen by Siri James. Read by Justine Eyre. How it began. The minute I saw the letter, I knew it was hers. There was no mistaking it. The salutation, the tiny, precise handwriting, the date, the content itself, all confirmed its ancient status and authorship. I came upon it entirely by accident. It lay buried between the pages of a very old book of 18th-century British poetry that I'd found at a used bookstore in Oxford, an impulsive purchase I'd made to add to my library back home and to keep me company during a few days of sightseeing in England. It was to be a quick trip, less than a week. When I'd learned that my boyfriend, Dr. Stephen Theodore, was attending a medical conference in London, I hadn't been able to resist tagging along. Although I knew he'd be tied up almost the entire time, it was a great excuse to do some touring on my own. My first stop was Oxford, the site of my unfinished education. I still felt pangs about having to abandon my doctoral studies in English literature, and returning to the city of dreaming spires filled me with nostalgia. I'd spent a lovely June afternoon and evening exploring my favorite old haunts, wishing every step of the way that I could have shared them with Stephen, but we kept in constant touch via email, phone, and text.